News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if you miss a part of the show or you want to rehear part of the show or you're thinking, you know, that part was great, I'm going to send that to my friend or my cousin or whoever. Just know that you can download segments of the show by the next day. Birdman has taken the downloads from Copper and they have put them on our website, and they are up in almost every version of podcasting that you can resource. All right, so just so you know, right now this is becoming one of our main sources also of getting Right Side Radio out to people. It is becoming quite a thing, and I'm still amazed by it. But I'm sitting here looking right now. We are at almost 18,000 downloads of different segments of the show. And I suspect that we're going to hit close to 20,000 by the time the month is over. What that means is a whole lot of folks out there are literally going to our website, rightsideradio.org, every day, or at least onto one of their chosen podcasting sites, and they're just clicking on a certain aspect of it and playing it in the car or downloading it to their phone, taking it with them, listening to it at the gym or sending it to a friend or whatever the case may be. All said and done, we are extremely appreciative, and that is one more resource for you to consider as you move forward in with us at Right Side Radio. All right, I said a moment ago I was going to kind of wrap this segment up by telling you a few other places where I'm seeing a shift in the political winds, where I can just sense it, where you just know it's happening. I mean, no one's trying to measure it. There's no poll on this one, but I'm just seeing it, y'all. And I think one of those is veterans. Got a story here off Fox News. Veterans, it says here, American Warriors, this particular thing says American Warriors are concerned with woke military leadership. If you watch right now, there are more veterans either in office or running for office right now than I've ever seen. I think veterans as a block, I think you're going to start seeing this. I think you're going to see political action groups that are vet-oriented, that want to restore a sense of pride and commitment and warfighting mentality to the military. And they're going to become a force to be reckoned with. I'm predicting that right now here on Right Side Radio on the 22nd of December 2021 at 4:26 p.m. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find a major PAC that forms, a super PAC, if you will, that forms and funds candidates who are veterans who will stand for certain values in the defense realm. I bet you. Well, this article on Fox just talked about the fact that they are so sick to death of seeing what they have just believe was honorable and a mark of pride for all the men and women who joined the fraternity of the military, that are now watching with deep concern as the military becomes less of a lethal fighting force and more of a social justice organization because of leadership. No kidding, y'all. I'm looking at a separate story. I thought, did that really happen? Did they just say that happened? Yes, it did. Separate story is this right here. Reported also by Fox just yesterday. The U.S. Air Force leadership has issued a memo authorizing the use of gender pronouns in your signature blocks. What the heck? I mean, so the U.S. Air Force is now saying, hey, by the way, you can say he, him, she, her, or they, them in your email signature if you so desire. It's not required, but it is authorized. That's called wokeness. There is nothing about they, them that is true. You cannot be a they, them. A person is not a they, them. Maybe somebody needs to go back and teach the Air Force how to speak English. But I'm just saying, this is why I believe that you're going to see an upswell of veterans in politics. Lastly is this. PragerU. Are y'all familiar with Dennis Prager? I hope you are. Check out PragerU. That's Prager, P-R-A-G-E-R, with a big U on the end. They call it Prager University. He produces these very straightforward little 5-minute lectures, little videos. They're extremely well done, and they just rip into leftism. They deal with multiculturalism, climate action, equal pay, Medicare for all, gun control, gay rights, all of it. And they basically, their little 5-minute vignettes on, here's the conservative view. Here's what it means to be a conservative. Here's why you should love your country. And they're awesome. And what's interesting is they're making a huge impact on universities, because kids are finding them as a resource that they can check out, and they're like, this is cool, and it teaches them what the value of conservatism. And right now, PragerU, this article I'm looking at is actually 2 years old. At that point, they had over 2 billion downloads. I'm happy with almost 18,000. They have 2 billion watches of their little videos. They are making a dent in liberalism, and liberals hate Dennis Prager. But I'm going to tell you, if you haven't checked it out, check out PragerU. They're awesome. You can watch one while you're just sitting there in the fast food line waiting for a burger. All right, folks, listen, we got to take a break. Copper, you tell Harry from Athens he wants to hang on. I'll get him right after this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.